Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Miss Elizabeth Atencia.
Yes, this is she.
Good evening, Miss. My name is Joe Conlon from Arizona Opinion Survey. I'm just doing a survey about issues facing Arizona and the nation. Can you spare us a couple of minutes? It's just a quick survey.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Miss Atencia. Now, Miss, first of all, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other office? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, are the chances 50-50, or will you definitely not vote?
Definitely vote.
And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
In the 2020?
Yeah, 2020,
For
yes.
Biden. Biden
Biden.
for Biden.
Okay, now just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm Hispanic.
Okay, thank you. What is your age?
My age is 65.
Okay, moving forward. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate progressive.
Progressive? Okay. Now,
Moderate progressive, right.
okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction which the country is headed?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied, okay. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it is not important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Improving K through 12 education.
10.
What about making college more affordable?
10.
Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
What do we do with it?
Lowering
if the
the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
Oh, 10.
Okay, and protecting voting rights and democracy.
10.
What about banning tobacco products for adults?
Five.
Five. Okay, now moving forward. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
I will approve.
You
I'm
approve?
not happy with everything, yeah.
Okay, so you say you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
I strongly approve.
Okay, now moving forward. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable, and the 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. The Food and Drug Administration, or FDA. From 0 to 100, how do you feel about them? 0 means you do not approve of it, 100 means you approve of them, and 50 means you don't feel warm or cold.
The FDA.
Yeah, the
50.
Food and Drug, 50, okay. What about Joe Biden?
Joe Biden, 100. Well,
100.
I am not completely 100% Democrat,
okay.
So.
Okay, what about Republicans in Congress?
Republican in Congress, 50.
Yes, 50. Okay, now moving forward. Now, I want to read a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. You say 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it is not important at all. Preventing underage tobacco use.
I approved.
Okay. Now, from 0 if it's not an important issue, a 5 is somewhat important, or 10 if it is important. You can use any number between 0 to 10. Preventing underage tobacco, 10, okay? What about removing illegal e-vapor products from the market?
Illegal drugs?
Illegal e-vapor products from the market.
Oh, yes, 10.
What about banning different tobacco products for adults? 5. Okay. What about reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl?
10.
Moving forward. Now, Miss, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 over?
Bye.
Okay, now, and this one, Miss, tell me if you support or oppose this. Do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Do you oppose it or support it?
Oh, I oppose it.
Oppose, okay. Now, and do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
I am confused with the oppose. I will be against it, right?
Yeah, exactly. You're against what I'm reading and oppose and support that you support what I'm reading. Okay.
Okay. What is the last one?
I'm going to repeat it again, okay? And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
That contain no nicotine?
Yeah.
I guess if it's not... Okay, I support it.
Support it. Okay, thank you. Regardless of where you stand, Miss Elizabeth, on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
Banning it.
Yes, banning.
If we ban it, if it's benefit or harm to the community.
Does it bring more harm or more benefit to your community?
If we ban it, will be more beneficial to the community.
Okay. Now, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
There are other issues more important.
Okay. Now, when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? Harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and probation education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products, or prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibition. Which do you think is better for the government to use?
I think it will be better to raise the taxes.
Okay. Moving forward. Okay. Now, I'm going to read you some of the things some people say could come to pass, that could happen if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, or virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about the outcome. Loss of tens of thousands of good-paying jobs, including unionized farm workers, manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, and retailers who operate responsibly in the legal regulated industry today. Would you be very concerned or not at all concerned?
I would be very concerned if they lose their jobs.
Okay. What about the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes? Would you be very concerned, not at all concerned, if this happened?
I would be very concerned if this happened.
Okay. Now, Miss Elizabeth, we're almost finished. I'm going to read you some of the statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you strongly agree with what I'm reading, 5 means you do not agree with the statement, I mean, you somewhat agree, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Now, vaping bans have not led to fewer people vaping. They have instead led to large amounts of unregulated vaping products from China, flooding the market with no safety testing or regulation. We already have cartels infiltrating our borders with illegal products and nicotine, and menthol bans on cigarettes will simply give them another market in which to operate. Do you, from 0 to 10, do you agree with this or strongly disagree with it? 0 means you do not agree at all, 5 means you somewhat agree, and 10 means you strongly agree with what I read.
I didn't understand completely.
Okay, I'll be glad to repeat it. Now,
okay,
these bans have not led to fewer people vaping. They have instead led to large amounts of unregulated vaping products from China, flooding the market. Now, with no safety testing. Now, we already have cartels infiltrating our borders with illegal products and nicotine, and menthol bans on cigarettes will simply give them another market in which to operate. Do you agree with what I read that is true, or do you not agree at all?
I do agree with it.
Okay. Now, but can you please say 0 means you do not agree, 5 means you agree, or 10 you strongly agree? Which one do you say?
Oh, okay. I would say 5.
Okay. The federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our lives lately. Bans for underage smokers and education on the dangers of smoking are common sense. But it's a step too far for the government to tell adults in this country they can't smoke at all. Do you agree with this or disagree with this? From 0 to 10.
I agree with it. 10.
10. What about our goals should be for more people to continue to quit smoking? And our current policies of education and harm reduction have led to the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Underage usage is down to 2%, a decrease of 92% from the 90s. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoking age to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working. And we should continue this work rather than create a new class of criminal. Do you agree with this or disagree with this from 0 to 10?
I agree with it. 10.
Okay. And today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups, the LGBTQ plus community, and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addiction. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who still will be addicted to nicotine despite their prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through the cessation support and harm reduction. Do you agree with this or disagree with this?
I agree with it.
From 0 to 10?
10.
Okay, now Miss Atencio, over the course of the survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 over? Do you support it or oppose it?
For over 21?
Yes.
I oppose it.
Okay. Now, and do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Do you oppose this, or do you support this?
I support it.
And regardless of where you stand on this ban, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
More benefit to the community if we ban it.
Okay.
I am contradicting myself.
Okay. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision of who to vote for?
I will support it.
No. Now, okay, I understand. Now, in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Cigarettes?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
Beer?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Wine?
Yes.
Okay. Liquor or spirits?
No.
What about heat, not burned tobacco products?
No.
Soda pop?
No.
Coffee?
Yes.
E-cigarette or e-vapor products?
No.
Okay, moving on. We're almost finished now, Ms. Atencio. The last few questions are just for a statistical purpose only. What is the last year of school that you have completed?
I have a doctorate.
Oh, great, great. You have a, would that be considered a postgraduate, correct?
Yes.
Or or bachelor's degree?
No, this is postgraduate.
Postgraduate, okay, thank you. Now, are you married, unmarried, with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Married. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Are you wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
I am wealthy.
I'm sorry, wealthy? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And are you or any of your member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
Of a union?
Yeah, or an employee situation. Are you in, or any member of your household member of a union or employee association?
I am my employee associate. I belong to an employment association.
Would that, okay, that would, okay, thank you. How would you describe the area where you live in? Urban, suburban, or is it rural?
What is the difference between urban and suburban?
Okay. Let me bear with, well, okay, like urban would be like in the city. Suburban would be like in outside, and the rural would be like the country.
Mm-hmm.
So how you describe that? Do you live in the city?
I live in the city, but not in the downtown city.
Okay, so you live in the suburban.
It will be.
Okay.
A suburban area, yeah.
Now, Miss, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay. Now, Miss Atencio, this concludes our survey. I do thank you very much for your participation and enjoy the rest of your day. Okay, Miss?
Thank you. Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. Bye.